they're not mandatory quarantine. Both governments are asking its citizens to be responsible. And responsible meaning if you're going out, don't congregate in large numbers.
But if you return to the United States right now, from what I am seeing here, you have the quarantine period is 14 days.
That's right.
Most of us in the world understand that if you're really following the science, it is 14 days, you know.
Yep.
Anything other than that, you have to tell me how that follows the science. Because I'm looking at the Canadian site. You must quarantine for 14 days, provide contact information, and monitor yourself for signs and symptoms as required.
David,
that's the Canadian situation. The CDC says, after you travel internationally, you may have been exposed to COVID-19 on your travels. You may feel well and not have any symptoms, but you can be contagious without symptoms and spread the virus to others. You and your travel companions, including children, pose a risk to your family, friends, and community for 14 days after you travel. Regardless of where you traveled or what you did during your trip, take these actions to protect others from getting COVID-19.
Why are we not doing that here? That is the question. Why are we not doing the same thing? A small population such as Barbados and these Caribbean countries. Why we have not taken those same measures? We from the Caribbean and the rest of the world that going up to the big states, England, America, and Canada, is going to be mandated to go into 2 weeks quarantine. We have people in Barbados that wants to travel really, 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 really bad. But they are not prepared to spend 2 weeks in quarantine in no other country. And henceforth, you got people coming out of those environments, United States and England, more so than Canada, that come into Barbados. That ain't wearing a mask. That ain't caring nothing about the protocols. Because as you rightly say, they spend the money to come here. And if they take the CDC test and so on, and they come through the airport, they are free to intermingle in around Barbadians. But that doesn't necessarily mean that 2 or 3 days later, they haven't developed while they were on their trip. They haven't developed the process. That is why the countries in what you have just said to me, those countries have decided that when you come to my country, you have to spend 2 weeks in quarantine. That is the devil is in the detail. You always say that, David. You always say that the devil is in the detail, and the simplification of it is this. When the tourists come to Barbados and they have that test that say they're okay, we are now finding out that they are not. 2 or 3 days later, they are not. When really and truly they should have been in quarantine for 2 weeks, 14 days. When we leave Barbados and go to any other country in the world, even as close as Trinidad, they're putting us in 2 weeks quarantine. 14 days. Why Barbados is not doing this? We cannot afford to lose our citizens this way.
Because we are a tourist-oriented country and we're trying to look for the dollar. That's the issue. And there's another dimension to this. I hear all these people talk about, colonialism and all of that and them things. Look, there are people who are coming from countries who, when they land in ours, they still see us as inferior, you know. And they don't feel that they really need to follow our guidelines the way that we have laid them down. They feel that as long as they bring money to our shores, we are to serve them in every possible way, and that they don't have to adhere to the rules. They also feel that once they have taken all of their money and opted to leave wherever they were, that they should be able to do as they please. Not everybody feels that way, but there are some people who feel that way. There are people who come from countries who classify themselves as libertarians. It means that they feel they should have freedom to do whatever they feel like. They don't believe in wearing masks. They don't think that COVID is a reality. They see it as a hoax. All of those things play into this whole situation here. So when you are bringing people to Barbados, I'm sure they nobody asking them whether they're libertarian or not. All we are interested in is that you're a tourist. So whatever measures we put in place at this end, those measures need to take into consideration the divergence of opinion and the differences that people bring.
Right, and we have to manage our own shores as well as the other people are doing. And this is what we should be doing. Everybody that comes to Barbados should know before they get here that when they are tested and anything is found that is going to compromise the Barbadian population, you will go into 2 weeks quarantine. And the people and the other side hasn't simplified it as simple as that. They are simply saying, if you come to my country, whether you check positive or not, it is 2 weeks quarantine.
Well, I want you to remember that they got some business people out there who are going to be silent right now, but tomorrow you are going to hear them telling you that if you went in that direction, business will die. They are the ones who say, but you got to know, you're looking at lives, but you also have to look at livelihood. Okay? Let's take another call. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, down to brass tacks.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I just want
Yes.
to say that listening to your program this morning, I'm hearing that traveling from Barbados into the United States on arrival, you have to quarantine for 2 weeks. And I want to say that that is not true. That is not correct. I left Barbados on the 29th of January, December, sorry, and traveled to New York. And all I had to produce when I got to Kennedy Airport was the New York State Travel Health form, which I downloaded, and that was it. There was no quarantine for 2 weeks, no quarantine for 1 day. So the information that is passing on to the Barbados public is not true.
So,
As of the
so
29th,
because let so
traveling
let
to
me so let me ask you. So because you have not had to deal with that in New York, it therefore means that what I am seeing here from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention does not apply elsewhere in the United States. It doesn't mean that.
No,
This is dated
I'm just
the
I'm
fourth.
speaking.
This is dated the 4th of January. Today is the 4th of January. This is the
Right.
CDC site that I'm looking at. It says when you, in addition to that, it talks about wearing masks and washing your hands and that sort of thing. I believe that the question of quarantine does not necessarily mean that you're going into a facility, but that you have to self-isolate for what is considered a reasonable period is 14 days. Now, let me ask you this. You went to New York, went back to New York.
Yes, I did.
You went back shopping and everything. How soon after you went to New York?
The next day, 2 days after, I was back to work 2 days after. No isolation, no quarantine. As long as
And you
I
think,
produced that
and you
form
think,
at Kennedy,
and in
that
those
cleared me.
circumstances, and in those circumstances, you believe that that is reasonable, right? You
I
don't think
mean,
that that
I'm not
you don't think
saying
that's
good.
potentially
I'm
dangerous?
No, it's not dangerous. I'm coming back from Barbados. And when I left Barbados, it was safe. There was no problem. The problem you're having now. I don't
All right.
know, coming from Barbados now, if the protocol has changed, where it might tell you, okay, Barbados is on a high risk now, where you have to quarantine now. But I'm saying as of the 29th of December, this is the guidelines that I have to
Well,
follow.
I stand by the argument here. The critical issue here is that this information says you should have a 14-day period. That's what the science has said. All right, a
Yeah, I
14-day
understand that, but
period.
what I'm saying
And therefore,
that as you
whether
said that is dated today's date. So
yes.
probably that is probably from yesterday or today, but I'm telling you as
Well,
of the twenty
it don't look as though it's
ninth.
new.
Well, I'm telling you, this is what I experienced. I was in Barbados for 3 weeks. the return on the 29th. Says here,
if there are people in your household who did not travel with you, mm-hmm. wear a mask mm-hmm. and ask everyone in the household to wear a mask in shared spaces inside your home for 14 days after travel.
Yeah, that's what you're reading.
We follow the science. You sit down, you leave Barbados. You leave Barbados with this notion that you are okay. You go back into New York, mm-hmm. and because nobody impose anything on you, you out shopping the next day. So, you know, to me, that don't follow the science.
That's what the science is telling you. But when you arrive in New York, they didn't tell you, okay, you have to quarantine. You have to isolate for 2 weeks. So when I came to Barbados, I was quarantined at a hotel for 4 days. They gave me, on arrival, they gave me a form. I had to take my temperature twice a day, WhatsApp it or email it back to them, which I did. I followed all the protocols. I did my test at parking on the Wednesday morning after arriving the Tuesday. And on the following Friday night, I got my results that I was clear. There was no detection. And I left the hotel the following Saturday morning. I was in Barbados. The only time I see people wearing masks in Barbados is when they're going into a store, to shop. But otherwise, people in Barbados are walking about freely without masks. And I was safe. I was happy to be in Barbados under those conditions. In New York, as you left your house, you have to wear a mask wherever you go. So that's, you know, I just want to enlighten you.
I think what we are questioning here basically mm-hmm. is that 14-day timeline that from the very early stages of this particular pandemic, we were being told that was important. And that if you travel, mm-hmm. you need to take that into consideration on your return home. No matter mm-hmm. what is in place, if you're following what has happened to this disease, and what it has done, then the strong recommendation is that you still got to be very careful in that regard.
I understand that. I mean, I'm living in New York. I'm very careful. And I traveled to Barbados, and I was careful. I enjoyed my vacation. I didn't have to worry about the virus as though I was in New York. And I enjoyed my stay. And, you know, but I just want to call, you know, share my experience with the radio station.
Okay. Well, it's your experience versus what you see as the recommendation coming from the Centers for Disease Control in the United States, and what I've also seen on the Canadian side of the fence. If you don't agree with it, well, so be it. But, I mean, those are the facts that we are presented with. Your experience entering New York, my reference when I see what is being recommended here by the Centers for Disease Control. Hello? Down to Brass Tacks. Hello?
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Mr. Ellis, good morning.
Hi. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. All right. I'm just calling on behalf of the final, if there is going to be any closure with courts and so on. I'm calling on behalf of myself. I'm a landlord with a tenant. Had a little situation just before COVID. I was waiting to have an application filed before the courts. Well, quite fortunately, it was a little ease up, and I managed to get one filed, and I'm supposed to go back to court within the 14-day period. That is. So I'm just calling to find out if you heard anything or appealing to the government, if possible, that they can ease us, the landlords, that we have some tenants that we need to get our properties back. And this is a whole year now since the 6th of November last year, I had a tenant I asked to vacate the premises, and up to this day, I can't seem to get them out. The last time when it was COVID first started, the tenant was so bold as to tell me what the Prime Minister said. And, you know, now I'm still being pressured, and every day I look out my window, I can see the tenant there and not making any. I went as far as even under her request, getting a property for her. And the lady that owned the property came to her, and the way she approached the lady said her attitude, I cannot accept her in my premises. And she's still in my place all it now. So I'm just appealing to the court that if possible we have some landlords out here that have some tenants that just using the system against us, and just appealing, please, that if it is possible, okay, that we can have some cases going forward.
Yes. I hope they have heard you and they will respond to you and let you know what is going on in that regard. You, given what has happened in recent days, quite a number of our businesses and our institutions and departments will be affected. I mean, when I listen to how many people have been touched by those who went to the bus crawl, I came to the conclusion perhaps it must have been the most successful bus crawl in Barbados ever, because it seemed to have touched so many people and so many businesses. So we need to find out just how widespread it really is, and I hope, I understand the Prime Minister is having a news conference this afternoon at 5 o'clock. That's something that we're going to carry live. And at that time, I hope that we will be in a better position to understand what is the latest as it relates to the impact, you know? All right. Thank you very much. Down to brass tacks.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
How are you keeping it there?
I'm okay. And you?
Not too bad. I'll enjoy your Christmas and New Year.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm listening. I didn't worry about the quarantine. If tourists can come out here, they should not quarantine them in the hotel that where people working. I feel there's a quarantine somewhere else. That's what we feel. We don't feel that they should be quarantined in that same hotel.
Well, I think you must appreciate that there are facilities and ways in which you can actually try to clean up the place and keep it tidy and have it in a hygienic state after it has been used for that purpose. But it has to be cleaned on an ongoing basis, and it certainly would have to be cleaned after it has been used for that purpose as well. This country has limited resources, you're going to put them in a school, you're going to put them in a church, put them at Hurricane Center.
Put them down where you have your rest.
Where?
Where you have your three cars down St. Lucie.
But that can only hold so many people. You behave as though, you know, that as Beijing said, as an open sepulchre, as they say, you know, it isn't like that. It ain't, you know, it has its limits. And there's so many people in.
But if you have a quarantine, and they just stay in the room till the time pass.
Look, a lot of work needs to be done in trying to get people to appreciate that governments can only do so much. Look, this same guy that just spoke to me from the United States, I mean, to tell me that he went back to work the following day.
Yeah, I hear him.
Because these things, there was nothing he was told at the airport. It does not, it flies in the face of all that we have been told, and that's what we got to work with. So we've been told, if you have traveled, there is that possibility. In those circumstances, you got a certain window to operate with. If you, you know, if you want to shorten that, you see the same criticism, people direct the criticism at the government of Barbados and say, oh, the timeline is too short, 5 days is too short, and that sort of thing. But many individuals are on less than 5 days. You know, people want the freedom, they want to go about and do their business, and that's where the problem arises. That's where the infection can come, you know.
Yes, but squad, you can't blame Miss Molly for everything. Because she didn't know what that bus was. She didn't know that long, was it? Because it's too close to one another.
Well, I really don't know. You know how long bus crawls have been going around here with people who were too close? All through this COVID period, bus crawls have been going on. And I don't understand. I don't know whether these bus crawls needed to get permission. Indeed, I am being told, I hope what I was told is not true. I heard some suggestion that if you made an application for an event, the monitoring unit would come, would monitor you. But there was some concern here that the people who are advertising their little fets and stuff online, because quite a number of those have sprung up over time, may well have been able to escape the gaze of the monitoring unit. And I need to confirm whether that is indeed so. That's what I've heard. I haven't confirmed it. But it's a lot of work to do in an environment where everybody trying to have a little fat, sometimes just to make money. I mean, that bus crawl that took place there, wow, that must have been, I hear it had must have about 5 buses.
Oh, yeah, it had 4.
60
had
people
6.
Each. So, you know, so, that's a lot of stuff.
If they had 60 people, then you know that is, them say, no, very close to one another.
Well, you know what a bus crawl is like. Once the people get some drinks in your head and stuff like that, people are going to get close to each other.
I was about to take it, and I see a bus crawl came in. I know it was getting on very bad. So, and a lot of hot music.
And if you've got a bus crawl that starts, so with the title of Brandy and Punani, good grief, you know that you know what's going to happen. So that's where we are. And
you're getting your drinks in the head and everything. They don't know what they're doing.
But remember this. In the same way, right, that people said, you know, let's go to these bus crawls. We can exploit these to get some fun and make some money and stuff. When you shut down the bus crawls, people can do something else, you know?
Oh, yeah. They're going to find something else to do.
In the United, in Trinidad, they do basement parties and all sorts of stuff. People find ways and means of trying to circumvent. And at the end of the day, that's where the exposure lies.
Well, like, so, you know, you like to be careful. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You be not careful these days. But we hope that when we get over this day, they don't go back doing stupidness at all.
Boy, the question is when we can get over this. That is the big question. When are we going to get over this? This is not going away easily at all. All right. Down to Brass Sacks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, welcome to the program.
Yes, I wanted to make a comment because there's a lot of talk about the 14-day quarantine when people go back to other countries in the world. But there is a big difference between what is happening in those countries and what has been happening in Barbados. First of all, as we all know, almost every country that people are coming from to Barbados do have to have a valid 19 PCR test before getting onto that plane. And then on arrival, if by some chance, as it was happening in Canada, they couldn't have that test, they were being tested on site in Barbados. Then they had to quarantine for 4 or 5 days and have a retest. Now, that's why the government says they're following the science, because the science says that at the point of testing, when they did that 72-hour test before travel, they were negative and allowed to travel. And then we retest them here in Barbados. So that in case they picked up the virus in those 3 days, they're tested again, and then they're released. So when the government says they're following the science, I believe they're truly following the science. When people travel back to Canada or the U.S., they are not being tested. They're told to quarantine because they're not being tested and make sure that they don't have any symptoms. So there is a difference, Ms. Ellis, with what we've been doing here and what has been happening in Barbados, which has been very well handled. The issue we have to establish now is how did COVID-19 get into our population? Was it because people were breaching protocols or not? And that's what they're trying to establish before we go into a mandatory 14-day quarantine for visitors, which will negate any short-term travel to Barbados whatsoever.
So where do you think we went wrong?
I think we went wrong. I think that people breached quarantine in hotels. That's what I think. I also think we dropped the ball where Okay, I'm in villa management, okay? My staff are not allowed to go into any quarantine villa until they are cleared. They're cleared for have had their second test. I don't think any villa, any hotel, should be providing service to clients under quarantine. If you cannot survive for 3 days on your own without receiving service, don't come to Barbados. That's my opinion. I know we say we can keep people safe by wearing all the necessary masks, shields, whatever, but why take that risk, in my opinion? That's there are my comments. But I do think
part of the difficulty, of the difficulty in all of that is to be able to enforce the discipline that is required.
Yes, for sure. Because let's be factual. Hotels are not police prisons. They have a difficulty with that. So I think that in order for a place to be cleared as a quarantine facility, they should be quarantined in blocks or sections. And there should be, as we have to put guards in villas to make sure people don't break protocol, there should be guards employed to make sure people don't break protocol in hotels. And there should not be cross, even people within a hotel block, should not be cross, no cross-contamination possible where people are interacting with each other in those areas. If we do that, we have shown that over the months that we've been doing that, COVID-19 did not get into our community. So if we were to take those steps and enforce that in those places, maybe we have to get more serious in our quarantine facilities, our quarantine vacation facilities, I should say, and make sure that there's no lapses there, because we have to see where it came from. I mean, I may be proved wrong, and it may say that people who tested 3 days before and then 5 days after that initial test have then tested after. That's not really what the science has been saying or what we have seen in the past. People here are released from quarantine after receiving 2 negative tests. So we should be catching these instances, but it's where we're falling down. People jumping, over a balcony. And to be honest with you, a $6,000 fine is a joke. I don't care if they can't afford it. You need to set a precedent and set an example to people that we are serious. Canada has come out now and said if you break your 14-day quarantine, they can fine up to $750,000. You think people are going to breach quarantine in Canada now? I don't think so.
The question of the cost associated with increasing the security and who will bear that cost? Government?
In the case of my villas, the guest coming has to bear the cost. They want to come and stay at a villa in Barbados. They need to bear the cost of the extra cost of quarantining in that villa. In the case of hotels, maybe it has to be a built-in cost, but you need to have some sort of people are people. They're not abiding by the rules, so we need to enforce that they abide by the rules, and you cannot just expect normal hotel staff and so to be doing that. Maybe the COVID team, they're talking about putting more people in the hotels. Maybe they have to be. And rest assured, no Barbadian person, guard, or anything else can physically tackle or suppress a person. The best we can do is call the COVID hotline and say a person has broken a protocol. And it'd be very difficult to hold the guard company or the accommodation provider responsible for that, because we can't physically. But we can call at the moment of breaking quarantine to say someone has broken quarantine and have a response.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you very much for your contribution. Excellent.
Okay, thanks.